Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Su. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Getting on the football action this season with the Hulu Plus Live TV Football Extravaganza. Compete free for your share of $55,000 in two ways. Predict what will happen in three college football pools. Then make your picks for eight fantasy NFL contests. Head to DraftKings.com/HuluNFL to play for free. Hulu Plus Live TV, like cable only better. DraftKings.com for details.
We will start this hour talking college football. Paul Stone joins the program now, professional sports bettor, friend of the show. He's on Twitter at Paul Stone Sports, and that's also the name of his podcast. Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Oh, man, great to be with you guys, and just looking forward, as always, to another weekend of college football.
You bet. Before we get to a play that you like this morning and a talk of Bama maybe running the table and taking a shot at 4-1, can you break down what your power ratings look like as of right now? Because we had, again, some serious, a shakedown Saturday over the weekend. What does your top 10 look like right now in this sport?
Yeah, I mean, we'll go in reverse order. I've got Ole Miss at number 10, TCU at 9, USC at 8, Texas at 7, mm-hmm. Clemson at 6, Michigan at 5, Tennessee at 4, Alabama 3, Georgia 2, and like most people, Ohio State, number one.
Okay.
Very good.
Paul, there you go. Okay. We were asking the question last week, who's the fourth best team in the country? And even if Tennessee lost that game and it was a close one, they'd still be the fourth best team in your power ratings, I would assume.
Well, you know, perhaps. I mean, these games are so, from a power rating standpoint, for instance, you know, Tennessee wins at home by 3 on a wobbler field goal at the end that they very easily could have missed.
Mm-hmm.
That home field advantage was certainly more than 3 points. So in that individual mm-hmm. game, even the way it turned out, Alabama gets a higher power rating for that game than Tennessee. And the same with Utah and USC. I mean, Utah benefited from more than a 3-point home field advantage against the Trojans on Saturday. So USC, it kind of, goes in kind of the opposite direction of our traditional thoughts about winning and losing, but USC actually gets a higher power rating than Utah in that game because of their performance on the road. So, you know, these teams, when you get past the first three, Ohio State, Georgia, and Alabama, you know, it's very you could go in any order, I think, with Tennessee, Michigan, and Clemson in those next three spots.
This playoff could be a mess with all the candidates and who could finish undefeated and teams that are 11-1 with a close loss against against a good team, top five team. Is Alabama worth a look to run the table, maybe 4-1 in that range to win the title?
Yeah, you know, I couldn't fault a person too much if they took the Tide at 4-1. I mean, you look at their final five regular season games, they're going to be favored in all those five games by double digits in all, with the possible exception of a November 12th trip to Oxford when they play Ole Miss. If the Tide, you know, does win its remaining four SEC games plus the game against an FCS opponent, they would then need to win the SEC title game, you know, almost certainly against either Georgia or Tennessee, mm-hmm. then win a college football playoff semifinal game to reach the national championship game. And if you get to that point, then you have the ability to hedge your position and ensure a profit. My concern about Alabama from a fundamental handicapping standpoint is just the fact they're not playing clean football. They're so undisciplined. I mean, you look at that Texas game a few weeks ago, 15 penalties. For 100 yards. Then they even do worse in the penalty category against Tennessee, 17 penalties for 130 yards. They also have the punt, you know, where the up man decides to try to scoop the ball at the last second and maybe advance it about a yard and a half. Just kind of an inexplicable decision. So I'm a little bit concerned about that, but it's still Alabama. It's still Nick Saban, and I couldn't fault a person too much if they took that position at 4-1.
Okay, you're not the only one that has Ole Miss top 10, and they need one more win to go over their win total. But what do you think of a team ranked inside the top 10 playing an unranked team? And the LSU now the favorite in that game.
Yeah, I mean, that's just an incredible dynamic. You know, a guy like Chris Felica. Chris has such a database. I'd like to see what data he could come up with an unranked team like LSU, being favored over a top 10 team. But Ole Miss, especially for a SEC West team, I mean, to this point, their schedule has been very, very manageable. You know, the only really tough opponent they've played was then seventh-ranked Kentucky at home. They were able to eke out a three-point victory there. They only beat Tulsa by eight at home back in September. Auburn scored a lot of points on them. So this is a top 10 Rebel team, but we'll see what they're made of, I guess, in these last five games of the season because their schedule beginning at LSU on Saturday gets increasingly difficult.
So sticking in the SEC and the Tennessee win again, so big. What a great atmosphere that was. Where do you have them finishing the regular season? And if you don't mind, I'll put you on the spot here. They do play Georgia on the road in 3 weeks. That's November 5th. As of right now, Paul, what would you make that point spread?
You know, the Georgia, just off the top of my head here, taking a quick look at my power rankings. I'm thinking I'd probably make Georgia, and this is just right off the top of my head, probably 10 and a half points. I
okay.
think it's more than, a little bit into double digits there.
Yeah, that sounds about fair. So it's going to be, Tennessee to go there and win is going to be, another huge upset for them. And then, for a potential spot in the SEC playoff game, still kind of difficult.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think a game before that, too. I mean, you look for a letdown spot.
Sure.
This Tennessee team, and this game last week against Alabama, such a huge victory in the Volunteers' recent history. And any time a team's fans storm the field, tear down the goalpost, and then ultimately throw them in the river, it's not like a favorite team the next week. But Tennessee Martin, they don't give us the opportunity because from a talent standpoint, they're so inferior. But the following weekend, a week from this Saturday, the Volunteers have to host Kentucky. So that might be your letdown spot. You know, the Wildcats, they can run the football with Christopher Rodriguez. They play some defense. Theoretically, they could shorten the game. I think that line will probably be about the same as that Georgia-Tennessee game, with Tennessee, however, being the favorite, maybe by 11 or 11.5, say. But that could be a tricky spot with Georgia on deck and all eyes pointed towards Athens. You know, they could stub their toe, conceivably, against the Wildcats.
That's a great observation.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. How about Oklahoma State? Tough loss. They blew a 14-point lead late against TCU. And now how do they respond to nothing but Texas money this week in that game?
Yeah, I mean, we learned after the game, apparently, that Spencer Sanders, the Cowboys quarterback, didn't practice all week. And then at his press conference yesterday, Mike Gundy was asked about that and asked if Sanders would practice this week. And he said, hey, man, I'm not giving y'all any injury information. So you get the feeling that that shoulder issue that Sanders is dealing with is quite significant. It's affecting his throws downfield. And you feel like he's not going to practice this week. And there's a possibility. I mean, this game, I think, opened Texas minus one. Mm-hmm. At Oklahoma State, and it's now 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost gives you the indication, perhaps, that somebody feels like Sanders might not even play. But as far as Oklahoma State, the collapse against TCU in Fort Worth this past Saturday, I don't think the Cowboys were quite as good as we thought they were all along. I mean, last year they could run the football with Jaylen Warren, a 1,200-yard running back. They had a 1,000-yard receiver in Tay Martin. They don't have either one of those guys, top guys on offense this year, but defense is really where they faltered. Last year they finished fourth in total defense at 290 yards a game. They are currently 121st in total defense, allowing 479 yards a game. They were 10th in scoring defense last year, just a little over 18 points a game. This year currently 90th in scoring defense, giving up 32 points a game. Central Michigan, a lot of it in garbage time, but in an opener, 546 yards and 44 points against Oklahoma State. They only had 337 yards against Akron last week. They scored 28 points, 7 of those on a defensive touchdown. So this Oklahoma State defense, that's really where they're hurting. The Cowboys, just not the same club on that side of the ball this year.
But 45 seconds left here, Paul. Bet that you like this morning. You're going to go to the Pac-12. Tell us why you like Cal plus the points.
You know, they stumbled last week, obviously losing to previously winless Colorado 20-13 in overtime in Boulder. Now the Golden Bears return to Berkeley, catching 8 points. First of all, we know Justin Wilcox, his team's very good as an underdog. 23-8 against the spread as a dog since he took over at the beginning of 2017. Cal, you know, they're far from prolific offensively, but they pass the ball 59% of their offensive plays. Washington gives up 9 yards per pass attempt. They rank 120th in yards per pass attempt. I like Cal to rebound, perhaps even win the game.
No.
Take the ugly dog, Cal plus 8 this Saturday over Washington.
Yeah, and it hasn't been pretty for the Huskies on the road either
so far
this year either. You can follow Paul on Twitter, at Paul Stone Sports. And again, that's his podcast as well. And Paul, again, I can't thank you enough for what you did after my dog Dexter died last week. That was super kind. You made a donation in his name out here to a Nevada charity. So that was an animal foundation, man. That was A+. Thank you so much.
Well, I'll tell you, I got to give credit to my wife, Abby. I'm not going to take full credit because she said, man, you need to make a donation. And I said, that's the right thing to do. So I'm going to give credit to Abby. And we love our animals. And you guys hang in there.
Super, super sweet gesture, man.
Good man.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Up next, the third biggest upset in the sport in the last 16 years.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season remind us to embrace change and fearlessly look toward the future. Like Andrew Jarecki, award-winning filmmaker and creator of Movie Phone.
The studios didn't really control the theaters didn't control the studios. And I thought, well, there's a window in here where I could make things easier for the consumer and also make something that would be very useful for the industry.
Or Kellen Kenny, Chief Marketing and Growth Officer at AT&T. who installed fiber in customers' houses rather than leading from afar.
It is so crucial that you spend time with the customers. That is the best lesson.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Are you ready? There's something every night. Overtime, cash it. 16-1. Dulcich, first touchdown. 45-50-1. How about that first game? Kid can play.
Oh, he's
I
good.
Like it. He's a weapon. Get him the ball. Let him eat.
I would say another weapon on the team.
Yes. Guy looked good. Chargers to win between 1 and 6 points at Bet Rivers, plus 340. Broncos first half money line, plus 165. The under, 47.5 down to 45. The alt under, 39.5, plus 275. You could have middled longest touchdown prop. It was 40.5 at Will Hill and other books. It was 38.5. The Dulcich touchdown was 39 yards. Fiddle in the middle. How about that?
Huh? Yeah, sure.
What a time to be alive.
It's a two-yard separation there. It's
Come on. Hello, Toronto. Are we going to do this again? This is the third biggest upset in hockey since 05-06. The Coyotes were 4-25, and they won at Toronto. 550 favorite, the Maple Leafs. They could call me. I mean, they used a third different goalie they used, and they got beat. That's embarrassing.
Did you look at the reverse puck line by chance?
Oh, they covered that? That's right.
They did, yeah.
They got the empty net. It was too late. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what that paid. What a disgrace. These teams are so bad. But they won last night. Montreal won. They were plus 215. Rangers, $2 up to 250. They got a good club. They beat the Ducks. Yeah. And I don't care what happens tonight. It would take an act of God. So if the Yankees would have to erupt, not going to happen. Cash this, too. Last run, LDS, Phillies prop. What team scores the most runs in that round? Phillies, 14-1.
Do you know what the Yankees need?
That's a lot.
Is it like 20?
I don't know. It's not that much. But the Phillies scored 9, 8, and 7.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's
not going to happen. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN Pro. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these videos. Look at this guy walking. He's walking in an intersection at the crosswalk. The car is going, 2 miles an hour? And he runs. Oh, come on now with this act. Give him the Academy Award. He leans into the car and then faints and pretends he's injured. And the guy comes in. Kick him in the head. Give me a break. Checking. Are you okay, buddy? What a bunch of. Look at this. Look at the acting job. He should be ashamed of himself.
Oh, the camera tells the story.
Oh, absolutely. This acting job, unbelievable. How about a frog video, right? This is good. Oh, no. Oh, it's a duck video. Wrong one. There's Tony Soprano here with a duck throwing the duck into the pool over and over again. There you go. Duck back in, coming back out. Get me another try. There you go. Up you go. Back in the pool. Excellent.
Duck country. Yeah, let's fly.
Yeah, right. And Art Smith. You got to love this guy. The team's playing hard for him. After the win in the stadium, he took the offensive line for beers in the suite section.
Oh, that is excellent.
Yeah, the uniforms on and everything. There you go. 6-0 ATS. 3-3 straight up. Good job, Art. Couple lose some. Maple Leafs 465 up to 550 in Vancouver. The Canucks are 0-3. They've blown a two-goal lead in every single game. Ooh. I think they led Edmonton 3-0 in the first game. And
they
lost.
Did. They
yeah.
did. Yeah.
It's incredible. In-play dream betting against Vancouver. Lose some MLB fans. Yankee, can you make a decision last night?
Oh, boy.
What are you doing? And then they called the game, and it wasn't even raining at the end. Well, we got a window. We got to start the game.
Well, but some of the fans got there, what, at least 2 hours before first pitch?
Right. And they're waiting, and it's like, okay. You saw every guy who covers the sport with tweets. It's looking like 6:30, maybe 6. Maybe I'm hearing 6:45. And,
right.
We don't have. Oh, now it's going to come. Bad. No window now. We can't get it in.
Yeah. No,
okay,
that's going to
be it. We'll see you tomorrow. They stood around for 5 hours, fans.
Yeah.
Lose some. I'll say Las Vegas contest as well. What a racket. In the Westgate Super Contest and here at Circa, 83% the leaders so far. 25-5 against the spread. Are you kidding? Give me a break. And one lose some. I like this. A good flex by Seattle. The Seahawks beat Arizona. Oh, here's the fixing media. I'll do this one first with the fan. The fan runs out. Did you see this? The guy ran out with the Eagles on the Sunday night game with the intros. Several Eagle players said, I thought he won a radio giveaway. Guy sneaks in. There he is.
Oh,
waving his helmet out with the team. And they're like, I thought the guy, who is this guy? Oh, okay,
now, wait
fine.
A second here. Is he, he's annihilated, right? Is he hammered?
Looks
or
like he's drunk.
Did
yeah,
they beat him up?
No, I think he's got to
be hammered.
He's
got to
be intoxicated.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's crazy. And there it is. The Seattle Flex mocking Kingsbury when we had the draft with the pandemic from his house. And there it is. Sub to take out, put the Seattle skyline in there. Put Carroll in there instead of Kingsbury. Shut them down. Only scored 3 points on offense.
Yep.
Absolutely. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com. All right. Very good. And a fun start to the hockey season. Maple Leafs, that's what they do. And I'll tell you, keep an eye on the Wild. Fleury has been horrendous so far. Didn't play last night. I think they've allowed seven goals in all three games. The Wild.
That was definitely a thing with that team last year down the stretch.
Oh, it's something, man. I mean, Fleury got pulled in the first game. He got lit up in the second game. Rangers are a lot of fun to watch. They're off to a great start.
I will have a hockey stat coming up in about 25 minutes that will blow your mind.
All right. Mind blown.
You're not going to see this one coming.
Okay.
I'll take you back to last Wednesday. The updated next coach fired odds came out. I'm sure that we're going to see new odds either later on today or tomorrow. But a week ago, Kingsbury was the shortest shot on the board at plus 150. Hackett was down to 2-1 already a week ago. First-year coach.
Yeah.
Ron Rivera was plus 450. Dan Campbell, 9-1. Then it got into Reich, Stefanski, Eberflus, Pete Carroll, and Mike Tomlin.
If I was a billionaire, I would just be unbearable. How I would act and behave. But certainly if I was a billionaire and I saw that bleep show every week, he'd be gone already. I'm talking about the new ownership in Denver. I have seen enough that he's in over his head.
Oh, I thought you were going to say with Kingsbury. No, I didn't know which way you're
going
to go there.
I'm going there too because I got several text messages on Sunday. Some people had wagers on him, but a lot of people didn't, just saying, I have seen enough of this guy. I mean, I cannot believe this. I keep repeating it the last 2 days. How are you with this offensive guru and you have 3 first quarter points on the season?
Yeah.
You're scripting your plays, okay? So between that and then Murray with this contract and all the money they're paying him, they're broken. And the fact, not for nothing, you haven't won a home game in a year. Week 7 against Houston. I don't know how this, on perfect storm now, national TV, Everyone's watching you off that bleep show again. Couldn't move the ball against the worst, historically bad defense thus far.
Could not score an offensive touchdown.
Got to make the move.
So here is Cliff Kingsbury. He was asked if he would consider giving up play calling if the guys are pressing.
You know, I'm open to anything that helps us win and score more points. So we're going to see where everything goes. But, yeah, whatever it takes to win, I'm all for it. I think just trying too hard, thinking too much, that happens at times. And we have too talented a group to kind of let that seep in, if you will. So at some point, we got to start clicking and just making the routine plays.
Too talented of a group is absolutely spot on. They've given Murray 1,000 weapons to work with before. They can't score points in games, let alone the first quarter at this point. He's not an NFL head coach.
No.
He needs to go bye-bye. Go back to college. Go take the Arizona State job. It's right there. It's in Tempe. Take that gig if you want.
He can't get credit for what happened with Mahomes in college. And also look at his record. I mean, his resume, no way should he have been the Arizona head coach.
No.
And you made the playoffs, but what happened? I mean, you were 7-0. Oh, by the way, they won games without you when you had the COVID, too. So, but the fact that you can't win a home game?
Oh,
this is embarrassing.
It's alarming. It is a good race, though, right now. I think it's going to be Kingsbury. And, in fact, I think after the odds come out again, he's going to probably be like minus 150 or minus $2.
I think Rivera beating the Bears was huge.
Yeah. Yeah, but Hackett's doing himself no favors.
Well, I know.
But it is his first year. Yeah. That's why, I mean, to bet on this stuff, I would think it's going to be Kingsbury at this point. But the
one and done this soon, though. Oh, God. Fire a guy after 6-7 games?
I'm telling you.
Can't fire Wilson, though.
I mean, this is going to become a thing. And by the way, I said this before the season started, that the contract, when all those details came out, they were going to regret giving him that much money. And I think if you could pull him in a room right now, sit down, have a beer with him, the people who made the decision here to give Murray that big of a contract, that you'd ask him. And they would say, 6 weeks in, we made a mistake. We never should have given him that much money. He's not a good quarterback.
No.
He's not good.
You take out the second half against the Raiders, it has been ugly. Ugly this season for him.
Yep,
absolutely. He was great in the second half against the Raiders. Other than that, PU.
That's it. Up next, Mike Florio joins the show, Pro Football Talk. I will put the number at... First of all, get his thoughts on Kingsbury as well. But I'll put the number at 3.5. Over or under the amount of potentially elite teams we have in the league. We'll ask Mike that coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts. Football, hockey, basketball, or baseball. Bet Rivers has you covered. New promotions, Tuesday hockey, first goal insurance. Friday night college football, bet and get. Sunday football parlay insurance as well. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app. Today, the great Mike Florio joins us now, NBC Sports Pro Football Talk, at Pro Football Talk on Twitter. Appreciate the time, sir. I'm watching the game last night thinking, my God, if Sean Payton was the head coach of either team, they'd probably win 11 or 12 games. Rule already gone. Kingsbury could be out. This could be a quite the market for Payton.
Well, and Payton's going to have his choice of which team he goes to, and he's going to go to the team with the best quarterback and the best chance to win. Between the two teams last night, I would still go with the Chargers because I just don't know what Russell Wilson has left, and I don't know whether the Seahawks did a great job disguising his flaws for a decade. There was always that sense that they weren't willing to embrace him as a full-blown franchise quarterback, and maybe we're finally seeing why that's the case, that he has limitations that have always been there. They just always navigated around them.
You tweeted also 45 minutes ago that just might as well stop complaining about the roughing the passer. Owners just do not care about this, Mike.
Look, here's the reality. Troy Vincent, the NFL's executive VP of football operations, said everything that needs to be said about this on Sunday morning. And I hope the game broadcasts start to view these calls through that lens. I'm not saying it's right, but at least it helps the fans understand exactly what's going on here.
This isn't about whether or not there actually was roughing the pass or whether or not it actually was seen clearly with the naked eye of the official who's trying to determine in real time what's happening. The rule is structured to allow the official to be wrong. They have the latitude to be wrong. That's what Tor Vincent said on ESPN Sunday NFL Countdown. They want them to err on the side of throwing the flag. They basically want to put a force field around these quarterbacks. Why? Because, as Tor Vincent said also, and I'm surprised he tore down the wall that I think should separate the integrity of the game and the league's business interests, he mentioned that 90-plus of the top 100 most-watched shows on TV last year were NFL games. They want people to keep watching games in huge numbers, and they know that that happens only if the starting quarterbacks are healthy. I mean, Justin Herbert versus Russell Wilson, as crappy as that game was, still has more cachet than Chase Daniels and Brett Rippon, for crying out loud. So that's why they're doing it. And the owners don't care. The owners' broader business interests are supported by this approach where they tell in the rule book the officials, when in doubt on issues of roughing the passer, throw the flag. So that's why it doesn't, hey, John Perry, was that a foul or not? It doesn't matter whether he thinks it was.
Mm-hmm.
What matters is the referee is told, when in doubt, throw the flag. So again, that's why the owners don't care. The league doesn't care. The league is taking care of its broader business interests at the expense of the integrity of the game, because you have teams losing games that maybe should win those games because they've had drives that should be done and over, and they should get the ball back extended by calls that really shouldn't have been roughing the passer calls.
Okay, very good timing here. You also were a lawyer. In these meetings, will they address Snyder? Do they have a problem? I mean, hiring private investigators, he claims he has the goods on several owners. What happens here?
The report from the trio of writers at ESPN that landed 5 days ago really didn't shock a lot of people, because I've sensed for a while, and I think others agree, that the league has been afraid of Snyder, and we've seen the tactics or heard about them, or there's been litigation. There's been all sorts of reason to think that Snyder would fight hard and possibly fight dirty if the NFL tried to force him out. And there are multiple investigations that are pending that could result in the disclosure of facts that could create a groundswell to sweep him out, just like Robert Sarver was pushed out as the owner of the Phoenix Suns. 5 years ago, it was Jerry Richardson pushed out as owner of the Panthers. The question is, at what point, if any, will Daniel Snyder ever voluntarily go away, and can they work something out? And I'm told that today at the league meeting in New York, even though it's not on the agenda, there'll be a session with owners only, and there's no doubt, I'm told, that Snyder will be discussed. I don't know what the end game is, but it's definitely something that's on their radar screen. It's something they want to figure out. Al Michaels said it last week on the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
He's plugged in with the highest levels of the league. They just wanted to sell the team. I just think they have no idea how to get there.
Okay, interesting. And what if women continue to come forward against Deshaun Watson?
Well, the settlement between the league and Deshaun Watson covers anything that happened before the day that the agreement was signed in mid-August of 2022. It would have to be something after that and some misconduct fundamentally different from what he's been sued for. So the league can't do anything about it. He's going to have to defend these lawsuits and settle them or take them to trial or do whatever he chooses to do to vindicate his rights, or just punt and move on. And the Browns are going to have to deal with it. The league is going to have to deal with it. And he's going to have to deal with it. But unless there's something that's happened since then, since August of this year, or something that is different from what we've already heard about for the past 2 years, there's nothing more the league is going to be able to do. They can try, but there'll be a pretty strong fight based upon the language of the settlement agreement that there's nothing more that can be done for anything that falls along the lines of the misconduct during massage therapy sessions, for anything that happened before the day that the pen was put to the paper on that agreement.
Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mike Florio, our guest, Pro Football Talk. Are you buying either New York team?
Am I buying who?
Either New York team, Jets or Giants.
I think I'll buy both of them for now. I believe I believe more in the Giants, I think, right now, because Brian Daboll has done a great job of making chicken salad out of, a roster that was not very good that Dave Gettleman put together.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jets, in my mind, are ascending. They have young players who are getting better before our eyes. So I think both teams are on track to be pretty good. Look, I can't remember the last time the Packers got thumped in Lambeau Field mm-hmm. by a team that isn't regarded as a great team. 27-10, the backup quarterback's warming up late in the game. I mean, just weird to see that. So I believe in both of them right now, but maybe a little bit more in the Giants, especially, too, because they're in the NFC where the competition isn't mm-hmm. as stiff.
Very good. Good points. You tweeted about Kelce restructuring his deal. Could this be a landing spot for McCaffrey? What do you think happens with him?
I think it's a landing spot for OBJ. I think that's why they have restructured Kelce's deal. I think McCaffrey is a potential candidate to go to the Bills. Brandon Bean, the GM there, was in the front office in Carolina when Christian McCaffrey was drafted. He got that job in Buffalo just days after that. So I think this is an OBJ move potentially for the Chiefs. You know, teams are saying, well, we're not pursuing him because he's not healthy. Well, if you wait until he's healthy, he's going to have signed with someone else. So I think that's where that stands. OBJ possibly to the Chiefs, and then maybe McCaffrey to the Bills.
Mm. Wow.
So are the Panthers in full-blown tank mode right now, or is that what it would take to get him there?
Well, the thing about tank club, first rule of tank club is you don't talk about tank. And the NFL knows that for as bad as the team is, that puts them in better position during the draft process. And the league doesn't – I think it's one of the reasons why there isn't a lottery. The league doesn't want to ever acknowledge that there is any incentive directly or indirectly to lose games to try to improve your draft position. So when David Tepper, the owner of the team, was asked about it last week, he said, we try to win every game.
Yeah.
And, you know, why do you care when you're going to clean house, when you don't have a winning culture? The argument against tanking is it's antithetical to having a winning culture mm-hmm. because you're putting your worst players out there and hoping they lose. Well, when you already don't have a winning culture, it doesn't matter. So I think that it would be smart for them to let nature take its course and get the first overall pick, because then that makes the job more attractive to whatever coach they try to hire.
Great job, Mike. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys.
Big fan of your work. There you go. Yeah. Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, NBC Sports. And I agree with him on the Jets, too. Jets are improving. Young players getting better. Great job in the draft and what they did. If Wilson had put up decent numbers, who knows what they could do. Could be a playoff team, though, as well. But a great job by Daboll, too, with what the – how about this? The Jets are the second team in the Super Bowl era with a winning record through six games, despite being a dog in every game.
Yeah.
The only time that happened, the 2001 Browns. Huh, think about that.
I saw that.
They're catching breaks.
They
had no business beating the Browns. They're down 10 in the fourth quarter with 8 minutes against the Steelers. They faced Thompson. Bridgewater got knocked out. After Tua got knocked out the week before, now they might get ripping on Sunday.
I'll say this about the Giants. I mean, the next four games at Jacksonville, at Seattle, there's a bye week, and then Texans and the Lions. I mean, we're not talking about a 9-1 team in this schedule, but are they going to be 8-2, 7-3? I would say probably.
Yeah, possible, right?
Which is nuts.
Yes, it is.
We'll get to our in-pocket plays, bets that we have for the NBA season, which begins tonight, and an NHL hockey stat that I think will truly blow your mind coming up next.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season remind us to embrace change and fearlessly look toward the future. Like Andrew Jarecki, award-winning filmmaker and creator of Movie Phone.
The studios didn't really control the theaters didn't control the studios. And I thought, well, there's a window in here where I could make things easier for the consumer and also make something that would be very useful for the industry.
Or Kellen Kenny, Chief Marketing and Growth Officer at AT&T, who installed fiber in customers' houses rather than leading from afar.
It is so crucial that you spend time with the customers. That is the best lesson.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, then look no further than the Marketing School podcast hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast in the United States and number 15 on business in the United States. And it has amazing guests such as Alex Hormozi, Layla Hormozi, Cody Sanchez. We pull in these amazing interviews with other people that are not only great marketers, but actual operators. And the icing on the cake is Neil and myself were also operators as well. So we share learnings from the trenches. We share secrets that we otherwise wouldn't be sharing with other people. And we also share other advantages that will help you get ahead of your competition. So all you have to do is listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1. You're
right. All right. As we tell you, have as many outs as possible and try to, you got to find the best number. And very important with this prop last night, longest touchdown. Several places had 38.5. It was 40.5 at William Hill. And first touchdown was 39
Winner.
Yards.
Bingo.
There you go. Cash it. All right. I am excited for the association today. Let's go. Mavs under 48.5 wins. They were awesome last year, led by Luka, and they get to the conference finals. But you lose Brunson. Your big acquisition was Wood. The West is stacked. I know you got a lot of teams tanking in the West, but I don't see it. I don't see the Mavs getting the 450 wins. I don't see Portland getting the 40 either. And I absolutely agree with Von Tobel. If there's a key injury early, or if it's Lillard too, they will shut that down. And the Blazers might tank as well. But Blazers under 39.5 wins. I'm with Paul Stone. Now, the number's telling you something, too.
Mm-hmm.
Unranked against a top 10 team, and they're favored? Now, Ole Miss is 7-0, but look at the schedule. And I've got to be cause for concern that they couldn't get stops against Vandy, and they couldn't stop Auburn. That's a tight game on Saturday. So I like LSU to beat Ole Miss, and I like this a lot, too. Oregon.
Whoa, really?
Yes, absolutely. Since they were clubbed to start the season, great turnaround. I know it was a close call against Washington State on the road, but that was misleading because Knicks had a 95-yard pick six in the game. They moved the ball at will in that game, and they have been awesome at home. UCLA, great job beating Utah and Washington, but they played one road game, and that was Colorado. So I think Oregon wins and they cover in the big showdown in the Pac-12. I already have the, for win totals, I already have Denver over. Like that. Definitely think plus 550 to get the one seed is a good bet. And I like big one in the Fun Belt coming up Thursday. Huge game for futures. I like South Alabama lane 3 against Troy. They have one loss. Last second field goal at UCLA.
Right.
Plus Troy should be on a 6-game winning streak, 5-game winning streak. The only loss was a Hail Mary against App State. So huge game in the Sun Belt. I like South Alabama lane 3 against Troy. And we knew Troy had a good chance to be a good team after they went to Ole Miss and gave them a tough game to start. So those are my plays.
A couple of NBA bets for me. I'm also on the Nuggets, by the way. I have that one. But the results, here you go. This is what I bet a week and a half ago now on the openers. All losers. I bet Wisconsin -4. That got up to, 7 against Michigan State? That was a loser to grade that one out. The Kansas game went back and forth. That was a loser by a point. And the other one was Miss State. The Levis injury, that got to, 7 and a half, I think, during the week, came back down. All losers on the openers from a week ago in college bowl, so that was no good. NBA bets, I'm with you on the Nuggets. I bet them over 50 and a half. I have the T-Wolves over 48 and a half. I think regular season here is all we're talking about. I think they could be really, really good.
Very important. It proves how asinine the trade was when you look at the future of odds.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you gave up all those picks for a guy, and you're not even, there's several teams ahead of you. Like the Suns, Warriors, and...
I think they're going to be...
Clippers.
Timberwolves are better than the Suns, in my opinion.
Good. Yeah.
But I know you're saying, and sixth man still available, Norman Powell, if you shop around, he's 30-1. Hit that one last year with Tyler Hero at 15-1 around the same time. So we're going to go Norman Powell at 30-1 to win that award this year.
In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials, posted afternoon Eastern. BetRivers.com. It's a good doubleheader. I think the Lakers will be a playoff team. I think there'll be a trade coming, and it's always fun to watch LeBron. I think Davis bounces back this year. And the Sixers-Celtic game. And I like the 2.5-hour pregame that they've added on TNT this year.
It is a really, really fun day today.
Yep, it is.
With the two baseball games. Two baseball games again tomorrow already, and a full slate of NBA. Here's your hockey stat that's going to blow your mind. And the Coyotes, Arizona Coyotes, tweeted this out last night after beating Toronto. We had this in win-lose a couple times today. Biggest upset in hockey since third biggest, since 2005-2006.
I don't remember the other two. How the hell did that happen? They were plus 425.
Yeah. How about this? From their official Twitter account, keeping the streak alive, 2002, Paulie. The last time the Coyotes failed to earn at least a point while playing in Toronto. October 17th, 2002. That's, 20 years ago last night.
Yeah, last time Seattle made the playoff. How does that happen? Yeah, right. How does that happen?
What?
It can't be. Oh, it be. That's bizarre.
That is crazy.
That is a funky stat.
Wow.
Yeah, and I wish I knew it before. But I took a little Coyotes in play.
Did you?
Yeah. A wild game. 2-2, 2-0 in the third. Toronto gets 2 to tie it. Arizona, they covered the reverse puck line, too.
Yep.
But Toronto on their third goalie already. Give me a call. Yep. I'll suit up.
I wanted to take a minute here to acknowledge all the people that chimed in last week. I left the show on Thursday. It wasn't looking good for our dog, Dexter. He passed away a little bit later on in the day. And I was off social media a lot. I did put up a couple of photos of him over the years. I never thought I could love another creature this much in my entire life. So thank you to all of the responses I got on Twitter and social media. I didn't have a chance to respond to all of them, but I certainly read all of them. And for those of you to share some of your stories of what you've been through over the years with your dogs, it meant a lot to my wife and me. It just, I took Friday off. There's no way I could do the show on Friday, and we had to get out of town. And so we left, got out of town, and thanks to Matt Humans for sitting in the last couple of days for me as well. It was everywhere we looked on Friday. There's a flashback and a memory, and we're like, oh my God, this house, we had to leave the house. I couldn't do it anymore.
How's the other dog handling it?
Not good. Yeah. So we've read up on this now. Experts say you need to wait like 6 to 8 weeks is generally the rule of thumb before we get another dog, which now we're probably going to have to do. Mm. And we had her around during the whole process, which here's what's crazy, Paulie.
Did the people come to the...
Yeah, we had them come over to the house. Okay. So when I left the show on Thursday, one of the worst days I could ever have in my entire life. The poor guy. I'll never get that image out of my head that day. So we were just completely devastated through the entire day. And I'm not going to describe what that day was like overall, but oh man, so bad. When the vet came over to, and we were saying our goodbyes, I stopped. I was perfectly, I wasn't crying at all. I wasn't breaking down. I'm like, I think this is, it's telling me that this is exactly what he needs right now. And so in that whole process of like giving him the painkiller and then the lethal injection, whatever, I was composed. I couldn't believe it. And then I had to carry him out in the crate.
Oh.
And then when that happened, and then when they took off with him, I just, oh boy.
Yeah.
Train wreck. Yeah, this one's going to take a while.
Yeah.
But Paul Stone blew my mind. And then I thought it was you guys. We had a bouquet of beautiful white roses show up at the house.
D Money.
Is that who it was? Okay.
Justin,
it was,
yeah.
Said nobody's name.
He's on top of things. Yeah.
That blew me away.
Yeah.
Blew me away. Came the next day right away in the morning. Beautiful flowers that you guys sent. And it
well,
was really good. I'll tell you one
hell,
thing.
Hell, hell of a life.
Oh, for,
he was 14.
And that's the thing.
Another one. When I got my guy,
yeah.
He was couple months old. We're out in the, we're in a gated community at this time. And we're all playing in the yard. And he's just like, you know, he's running around. He's a puppy. He doesn't know better. And all of a sudden, this car comes around. And it's a community. He's going like 40 miles an hour, hauling ass. And I'm like, he's not stopping. Does he? I mean, what's he doing? Is he? And he was close.
Oh, yeah.
At the last second, he hits the brakes. Because, you know, Jordan's just a puppy. He's running.
Sure.
I'm imagining. I just got him. I'm like, what the hell? You're going 40 miles an hour in community around the road? But
crazy. Yep. Time for the pro tip of the hour. When betting on awards that are voted on by the media, you must factor that into your handicapping. Again, I say this all the time. I would not bet who you think is going to win the award. Who should you got to bet on what the media is telling you and who you think they're going to vote for. That's the most important part about betting future awards, in my opinion. And so that's the pro tip of the hour. We do one every single hour, every day, across every single show on this network. So that means at least 20 a day available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show.
How about Andy Staples, who did the, I guess it's the Taco Bell challenge now?
Right.
After that media guy on, I think it was on Fox News or whatever.
Yeah.
Things are so bad. $28 at lunch on Taco Bell. I cut it out. The only guy who spends that kind of money is Joey Chestnut, or if you want to redecorate your car, if you catch my drift. I mean, here's what Andy Staples went with, too. You really have to work. I know they've increased the prices, but you got to work to spend $28 at Taco Bell for one person. What he went with.
Yeah. Could you eat all this now?
Oh, no way. No chance.
The cheesy
gordita. I get the combo
gordita box
for $9.99. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no, the cheesy gordita, the steak quesadilla,
yeah,
the spicy double steak grilled cheese burrito. That's Del Taco, again, soft taco on there. And then the quesarito. That's a lot of food.
Of course it is.
That's one, two, three, four. That's five regular, orders that you're going to get and before the dessert.
I love the comments. Read the comments. They're hilarious. What kind of person who doesn't order sour cream? Andy responds, someone doesn't like sour cream.
Yeah, how about that? Is that okay? Although I will say, at Taco Bell, a couple months ago, not even trying, this is when I told you I was off the list, it was $16 for me.
They're like a chalupa, gordita, whatever it is. It's you're $5 for each one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's escalated quickly.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Su. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.